Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh, I like that. How are y'all?
How y'all?
Yeah, she's from Southern Miami Valley.
South Charleston, maybe.
What are you doing?
You know, calling the radio.
For what?
Do you have like a request or something? Or what can we do for you?
Yes, I want you guys to call this guy that I was on a date with. He hasn't called back, and I don't know why, so I guess I'll tell you what happened. Me and him, we went to school together, high school, and I think I was in 9th grade when he was in 11th grade, so I'm a little bit younger than him, but he was playing football with my brother, and so, you know, after high school and stuff, we started talking, and I knew he loved football, so I was like, okay, well, the perfect first date for us is he can come over to mine, and we can watch the game.
Okay.
And we were having a great time, but then he got a text or something, and he had to leave suddenly at halftime, and he hasn't texted me since.
That's weird.
You didn't have the proper tailgating food at your football party, did you?
I had wings and sliders, and I thought that was perfect.
Yeah, it is. That can't be the problem then, Nancy.
I can't. Yeah, and you guys knew each other before, right?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, well, who is he? Did she say?
I don't think so. What was his name?
His name is Sam.
Sam.
I think we should give Sam a call.
I think we're on the hunt for Sam.
I see what I did? I see what you did
there. See what I did there?
Don't make fun of me.
No, Kelly.
No.
Aww, no.
We would never.
Aww.
That's okay.
Give us about 10 minutes and we'll call Sam for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Kelly, Sam came over, right? You guys had good snacks,
right?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you were teasing that she was from the South. Where are you from?
I'm from Middletown.
Well, that's kind of south.
Yes.
South for the Miami Valley. And so he kind of bolted at halftime. Was he sick or something?
Didn't seem like it. He got a text or something, and then he was just like, oh, I gotta go.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. I mean, I didn't press him, but now he hasn't called back.
Let's get to the bottom of this, Nancy.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right, be real quiet. We're going to call him.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, who's this? I'm trying to be funny. I'm just teasing.
Hi.
You can see on the caller ID who it is, can't you?
I mean, yeah, but what's the call about?
Oh, well, Woody and I are calling you from K99.1 FM to see if you would be interested in going out on another date with a friend of ours.
Oh, God. What? Really? Who's this? Who's the girl?
Oh, well, Kelly just gave us a call, said she invited you over to watch football. She had all kinds of food prepared for you guys. And
yeah, Sam, she had wings.
You just left at halftime.
She did. It was, yes, I remember. Did she tell you what happened? Or?
Yeah, you left.
She thought everything, I mean, she said you guys knew each other before, so it wasn't like it was awkward or anything like that, but she said you got a text or something that you had to go?
No, I mean, I thought I knew her before. You know, we went to high school and everything, and she invited me to come hang out, and we were going to watch the game, so I'm all ready to watch Burrow and the boys, and I get there.
Oh, Bengals fan.
Hey.
Well, come on, what do you mean, Bengals fan? Of course, Bengals fan, and we're putting on the game, and there's the Chiefs. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't want to be rude at all because it's her house, so I'm letting her watch. I just assumed she was a Bengals fan, too. I thought she even said something about it. But then we get about, I don't know, it was like a couple minutes into the second quarter, and then all of a sudden they pan the camera up to freaking Taylor Swift, and she's like, oh, my God, there she is. I'm like, are you kidding me? And she was like saying, yeah, what are you kidding me? What do you mean? I was like, I thought we were going to watch the Bengals. She's like, nobody cares about the Bengals. I'm here to watch Taylor Swift. I was like, what? I was like, she's only important right now because she's dating Travis Kelce. She's like, nobody even knows who Kelce is.
Oh.
I was like, all right, I'm done. And I just bit my lip and tried to walk out because I was like, this isn't going to work. Not only is she not a Bengals fan, I don't think she knows much about football, and I'm quite the fanatic. You know, I waited all week to watch the game, too, so I left. I went to Frickers. I had a beer, and I watched the rest of the game by myself.
Not a bad spot to catch a football game.
And they
game.
Have wings, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
Sam, are you kidding me? So you walked out just because I like Taylor Swift?
Oh, hi, Kelly.
That doesn't even make sense. Hi.
Yes, I did. I mean, come on. I didn't know. I thought we were watching football here. I thought we would even
we did were even watch talking football. About.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not going to be able to be missing my favorite team every week just because you want to see Taylor Swift every now and then in between plays.
That's fair.
Well, what is the difference? It's the same sport. It's two different games. Like, one has Taylor Swift in it, one doesn't. I mean,
two different teams? It is not. That's like saying, oh, we're still watching a movie. One's a horror, one's a romance. They're just movies. So different
okay,
things.
Okay, totally well, I different. Thought that the romance football game was a lot better than the horror football game. Sorry. Who wants to watch a bunch of Bengals running around?
Look, I thought you knew how big of a Bengals fan I was. I think you know your brother's even a Bengals fan. Everybody in town's a Bengals fan. So, you know, it was a little rude, to be honest, to assume.
Rude?
You know, yeah, a little
well,
rude, I think.
Everyone in town is also a Taylor Swift fan, so I think it's rude that you're not even considering my feelings on this and that I would want to see her at the Chiefs game.
I don't know how Taylor Swift is more important than the actual game itself that she just so happens to be going to because she's dating one of the top players in the frickin' NFL. Please.
How can you say that? It's extremely important.
Kelly,
it's not
I'm
every
sorry.
Day that it's not every day that your favorite pop star is going out to your new favorite sport.
So Kelly, you weren't really a football fan, were you?
No.
But now you are.
Of course. But Sam, that was so rude of you to just walk out and leave. You pretended like you got a text from somebody. I made all this food. What am I supposed to do with it? I mean, you could have been real with me.
I'm sorry. I didn't think that was the rude thing to do. I thought I was being nice by just stepping out and not having an argument with you. You know, you should have called up some of your Swifties. I'm sure they would have came over and watched the rest of your game with you and eaten your food.
Well, I wanted to watch it with you.
Yeah, but you weren't exactly watching the game. You were more just waiting for Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean,
doesn't it make sense?
Perfect sense. Nancy, I don't think this is going to work out, but we have to make the offer, though, right?
I think we do.
Yep. What we can do here is set you up with a second date where we send you out with the company limo, maybe a $150 gift card to dinner where you won't have to cook anything or prepare anything, Kelly. We'll pay for it all. You guys both just have to say yes right now.
No. I'm going to have to go with a no on that one. I'm sorry. I think this is a bit of a too crucial point for me.
So you're going to turn down another day with me over stupid football.
Stupid football? Oh, please. Okay. This is obviously not going to work out.
I think you need to calm down.
Well, you know what? I knew you were trouble when you walked in, okay?
Yeah,
and
okay.
If you want to have bad blood with me, then that's fine.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30. Second date update.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.